It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
The NBA season is in full swing, and when I can't get enough of the action on the court, I spice things up betting on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Right now, new customers bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets.
This is the best time of year as an NBA fan. I'm locked into the Lakers games coming down to the stretch and into the playoffs. As long as it's not the Nuggets in the first round, I think they could pull off an upset. North Carolina listeners, don't forget DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Jenkins. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook. With code Jenkins, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Monday, April 8th. We are talking about the Women's Basketball NCAA Championship. We are on Apocalypse Watch. Might talk a little wrestling with Dragonfly Jones, and we've got our Dookie Butts of the Week, so stay tuned for all of that. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas?
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody, have a good one.
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike.
Motherfucking Mike.
And we're produced by the lovely and talented... and heading to the movies as soon as we're done recording, Jackson Safwan.
What's up?
Voila. Happy belated. We ain't going to make a big deal out of your birthday.
Thank you.
Happy belated, G. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, all
How are you, 22
friends,
now? You 22?
21, actually, yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, man. Nah. Big day.
Yeah, big day.
I congratulated him on getting his license in the group chat. This is a big time, man. He's get dinner for the whole family now.
Yeah.
The older he gets, the younger I'm going to say he is.
Right, next right. Show,
21?
Yeah, 19. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I turned 28.
Okay. Do your Asian friends like pull your Asian calculate. Card if you go the first weekend without seeing Monkey Man? Is that why you're going to go see it?
No, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I do have my best friend who's also Asian is also seeing it this weekend. So there is
y'all are late as fuck. There is all my synergy Asian there. Homies saw it on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah,
though,
well, so. You know, I had other shit going on. I couldn't see it. I feel bad. I'm on the third day of the weekend, you know, but we had to do it.
Slip
it. To do it.
I wish Blade 6 to come out, nigga. I'll be there first day. You feel what I'm saying?
Everyone gets one hyper masculine revenge story for their race. That's the one thing we can agree on, that we'll have diversity. You got Blade, or you got John Wick, or you got Monkey Man, you know, you got anyway. All right. Let's talk about the Women's Basketball National Championship. I'm not pretending that we were making a bold prediction here, but I think this is exactly what we said like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was really fun with all the one-on-one storylines and big names, and then we just knew South Carolina was going to come and fucking smack everyone in the back of the head and walk off with that trophy, and that's exactly what happened. What did y'all think, and how do you kind of evaluate Dawn Staley and the rest of that South Carolina team's legacy going 38-0 as a kind of under-the-radar storyline almost in the most watched season in women's basketball history?
Yeah, it's you know, like I said, my heart wanted Juju to pull off some incredible freshman shit, some AD shit, some Melo shit. But I knew South Carolina was going to cap off the perfect season, right? That team was a juggernaut. They were just a squad that just got so much better from what we saw last year. And even last year, they only lost one game, and that game was in the Final Four to you know, Caitlin. And we talked about how, like, you know, the theme for this postseason was, like, revenge, get back. Like, I was like, you know, Caitlin's going to knock LSU off. And I knew that if Iowa matched up with South Carolina, South Carolina was going to knock Caitlin off. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was an incredible tournament. It was an incredible game. I do think that the story here, like, not to take anything away from the girls there at South Carolina, I think the story here is Dawn Staley. She has established South Carolina as a legit powerhouse now. They've won 2 championships in 3 years and have gone 109-3 in that span.
Crazy.
Like, Dawn, that is insane. Dawn has built something very, very special in Columbia, and it doesn't look like there's any signs of letting up, right? Like, she's got, you know, Full Wally and Johnson, the freshman there. Like, you know the recruiting classes are going to be crazy from here on out. And we talked before about how we love Dawn because she is, like, the anti-Mulkey, the anti-Gino. She is a player's coach who is genuinely invested in her players as people, right? And I think that when we say, like, players coach, a lot of people think those types of pushovers, and pushovers the last fucking word you use to describe Dawn Staley, right? Dawn Staley don't budge for shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Asia Wilson, the best fucking recruit who ever went through that program, said she hated Dawn Staley her freshman year because Dawn was on her ass real tough, right? Because Dawn saw something special in Asia and pushed her. So, you know, I love what Dawn's built there. And I think that, you know, this is a moment that, of course, we should give credit to the girls. They played an incredible season, but it's something special and something bigger going on besides just the roster there. Like, South Carolina is establishing itself as a powerhouse, and we've got Dawn Staley to thank for that.
Yeah, I hope Iowa enjoyed it while it lasted. You know what I mean? I don't know if we'll see them there for a while. Like, having a god walks amongst you, you know what I'm saying, or just stumble into your program, you feel me? That might never happen again. But yeah, like Tyler said, you know, so this is just a beginning for South Carolina. You feel me? What are they lost 3 games in 3 years. Like, yeah. Has that happened before? You know what I mean? 38-0 is
3 losses and 2 championships in 3 years. Yeah. Like, come on, man, right?
Crazy, 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 crazy. So yeah.
I think, you know, I always try and give a little bit of the recruiting or high school level insight on coaches when we have it, or on storylines when we have it. And what I would say Dawn Staley is the rarest combination of very highly respected for knowledge of the game. Like Tyler said, by no means would anyone call her a pushover, but also enough of a player's coach and a real person that she could walk into any type of household. And I would tell you, there's girls on that team with thorough OGs for fathers. And I know of one of them. She walks into that household. She makes eye contact with that dad and says, I'm not going to hand your daughter anything, but she'll be taken care of and she can come work for it in South Carolina. And when you can make that pitch to any type of person, that is in college sports, that's the skeleton key. She could coach any type of kid. She's got the best athletes, you know, in the country. I don't know how many girls other than Caitlin Clark from Iowa would get a lot of run at South Carolina. But I know a lot of girls in South Carolina who'd be getting run at Iowa. And so, yeah, there's nothing you can do but tip your cap. And you mentioned, John, you know, hope Iowa enjoyed it while they lasted. Logan Swain, the head man at the Volume.
Condolences, my boy. You know what I'm saying?
He's wearing it, bro. Logan is wearing
it. The football team ain't going to save him, too. The football team every year proves it to be fraudulent. You know what I mean? So this was the chance.
Score 9-6 games there in Iowa.
And they ran into, you know what I'm saying, South Carolina, bro.
Yeah.
Hate to see it, but love to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a It's a real tough day for all the Iowanians, Iowards, Iowanians.
Ayahuascas. The Ayahuascas.
Seriously, Ayahuascas? That's what they call themselves?
No. It's Iowans.
Iowanians. I think that's got a little nice
Ionians?
To it. Iowanians.
No. Okay, Ionians.
The deep Ionians.
Ohioans. Ohioan?
Oh, that's those Ohio. Are people from Ohio. Ohio.
Ohio. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You just gave them a whole other state. Like,
nigga, fuck. Oh, shit.
Jackson, please clip that. Iowans and Ohioans and Indianimals. Those are the three official.
Indianimals. Shouts to the Indianimals, man.
What do you call someone from Illinois?
Illinois.
Chicagoans, nigga. Illinois. I don't know. Nobody else in Illinois, Chicago. Nigga. Yeah. The fuck? Does it exist outside of Chicago, nigga? Shit.
We have that in Long Beach. It's a big debate between Long Beachians and Long Beachers. And it's like, you're just from Long Beach, bro. I'm not saying either one of that. Does it? Yeah. Neither one of those work for me. Beachians.
Yeah. That makes a really Long cool Beachers. City not cool. Like, you just, Long Beachians, like, no, y'all don't deserve that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But what would you say? You're a St. Louis? Like, how would you say that? You just say you're from St. Louis.
St. Lunatics. No, just
that's better than...
No, nah, that ain't, bro. I'm from St. Louis. I'm from...
Are you a Richmonder? Yeah. What are people from Richmond?
I'm just from St. Louis, man.
Richmonder.
Oh, y'all, you fuck with that?
Oh, Virginians yeah, works. Yeah. Californians works. Yeah. You know what I mean? Missouri.
Richmonder
works.
Sounds racist, bro. It got a little bit of it in there, don't it?
Richmondians. Richmondians.
Richmondians can't do it. Richmondians yeah, can't do that either, brother.
The other thing I wanted to shout out about Dawn Staley, did you see the comment she made about Caitlin Clark in the post-game interview? I thought very, very classy of her. Obviously, women's basketball has completely arrived because the narratives around this game have just been an absolute fucking disaster in the way that, you know, men's sports always are, of old heads hating on young stars, people having ring debates about about Caitlin Clark. Like, it's been fully screwed up as much as it is on the men's side. So I guess congrats on that. But Dawn Staley, during the post-game interview on the court, took time to salute Caitlin Clark and say, she's unfairly shouldered a lot of the burden of growing the sport. She's going to get to the WNBA and grow that league. But she said, I want to salute her as one of the all-time GOATs, in our sport for what she did. And we've talked about this with Dawn Staley. I don't think she's ever given a wrong answer to anything in her life, but that was such a classy thing to do, I thought. In recognizing that, like, all the race war shit is fun. I've greatly enjoyed talking about it. But like we talked about with Angel Reese, there's a human being in the middle of that shit who's probably not super enjoying being made to be the face of a bunch of different shit. And I thought that was cool that Dawn shouted her out.
Of a bunch of people she probably don't even fuck with, too. You know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, she's a basketball player. Did you see the CNN story, though? The CNN headline?
Uh-uh.
Let me get it up so I can read it exactly, but it's fucking, it's foul as fuck. Rita was the one who quote tweeted onto my timeline.
The face of white America. Caitlin Clark going up against a bunch of nappy headed.
you talking about that story from last week where it was like the milk and cookie Iowa girls versus the dirty
debutantes.
You talking about that bullshit?
This is the headline of the game story they posted today after the game was over. South Carolina finishes the season undefeated after beating Iowa in the championship game, the final college game for Hawkeye star Caitlin Clark. And there's a photo of Caitlin Clark on the story.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you know,
like give some props to the champs, but Caitlin. I'm not rocking with that headline at all. Right, this should have been the moment to commend South Carolina, but at the same time, they know that Caitlin Clark is she's a bigger story than South Carolina. Unfortunately, you know what I feel like, you know, Caitlin Clark is this season at least was a bigger story than South Carolina. I do not think she's a bigger story in the college basketball landscape in South Carolina. Because like I said, South Carolina is establishing themselves as a dynasty. But I think as far as like the casual fans and the news clicks and what's going to drive traffic, yeah, Caitlin's bigger than South Carolina. I can understand why they went there, and it's still some bullshit, I think. You know, so that's
Nasty. That's nasty. You can't ignore that part.
You can't ignore the nastiness, but also I do think Tyler hit on something I think about a lot, which is most of the things people complain about the media doing is like, you're the reason they're doing it. Like, yeah. It's because of you disgusting people who only want to click on stuff about Caitlin Clark because you either hate her or love her. That's why they're doing it. The person, like, CNN didn't have a dedicated women's basketball writer who's like a purist about the sport. They have someone who's like, okay, how am I going to get the most engagement on a fucking women's basketball story for CNN.com?
Right.
All right. Final tally. Season's over. Who won the race war?
I mean, so
we on top, nigga. We right? we the ones on top of the mountain at the end, nigga. We stopped y'all ass out. You feel me? You ain't white though. You Italian, so don't count. You know what I mean? But yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I think we won. Shout out to Caitlin, man. Come on, what a fucking career. You know what I mean? Yeah. What she did was truly special, bro. Well, I mean, I don't know if I'll ever see a woman like her in our lifetime. You know what I'm saying? My lifetime, playing the game, she would change the game the way she did. She's part of the Steph Curry effect, and I think she had just as much a similar effect on the women's game, if not as much. You know what I'm saying? So come on, man.
It was an incredible career, and like I said, I think when we look back at how there's been an explosion of interest in college basketball, we're going to have to go back to Caitlin Clark. History is going to be very, history is going to reflect that Caitlin Clark's emergence as an all-time great basketball player is what spurned, the nation's interest in college hoops. So shouts to her, man. Incredible career. And like I said, she's, established herself as someone even bigger than the sport with how she brought eyes to it.
I mean, we saw Sabrina Ionescu, incredible fucking basketball player, was the best player in basketball, not just the best woman. And, she didn't have the same effect. I think a lot of things, it's like there's a bunch of storylines going on with Angel Reese, South Carolina. So a bunch of things are going on but she was the biggest story in a time of women's basketball. We've never seen bigger stories.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to give her that credit.
I think it's interesting because there's a lot of I think the growing pains are interesting. It just interests me as a storyline because you have people who are angry at the old heads. Diana Taurasi and other people kind of sneak dissing and saying shit. And, but
I saw you see the other video too.
What's that?
You see there was another video of an older woman. Saw that too? Yeah.
And
she didn't break my record. You know what I mean?
When Caleb Williams is coming up, do you see Tom Brady doing media going, we've all got to support the young up and coming star? Like, this is what having a successful sport is. It's ugly, nasty shit, bro. These are psychopaths. Like, that's how you get to be a Diana Taurasi.
Right. Exactly. A bunch of psychos. No psycho is going to be happy about their record getting broken.
Yeah. Right.
Or they didn't get, I don't know, bro. When I was in there, I probably would have cooked their ass. And the white mamba? Yeah. She might have. Right. You know what I mean? There's a point to be made there. You feel me?
Well, and if you're Candace Parker, of course you're looking at these people like, I wish I could have, I think Candace Parker's a much better basketball player than Caitlin Clark, but like Candace Parker, I would love for her to have gotten to play in front of 12 million people in the Elite Eight, 14 million people in the Final Four, but that's not what happened. You mentioned it. It's not just Caitlin Clark. It's the fact that Angel Reese and LSU have that storyline. It's the fact that South Carolina is a juggernaut that's like, Logan said it in his text to us, and I actually agree with him. The most boring thing in sports is the best team beating the best player. Because it is just like, it's like watching a cliff erode.
Welcome to my life from fucking 2017 to 2019 as a Brown fan, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? From the KD Warriors era, saying? But yeah, it's and I guess it's a spoiler here because these are going to be my dookie butts. But, I have not taken issue with any of the former players, hating, whatever you want to call it. Because for one, it's this. Like we mentioned, they're competitors. They're psychos. They're not going to just bow down to this new kid coming in. Right. There's probably a little bit of jealousy. Like, why are they making a big deal about her? I would bust her ass. There's that too.
Of course.
Which ties back to the being competitors, right? There's a bit of hate in there too, right? But I do not like how people, and these were going to be my Duke Bust of the Week, people who are just painting that as something distinctively woman. As something that is distinctively a woman attribute. Like, oh, she's going to help grow your sport bigger than anyone else. And this is how y'all are rolling out the red carpet for her. Bro, That is not like women bickering. That's just athletes being competitors. We see the same shit in men's fucking sports. We saw Rasheed Wallace say LeBron wouldn't thrive in his era. Motherfucker, y'all played in the same era. You were on that 2007 Pistons team that he ran 25 straight off in that game five. You were there, bro. What the fuck you mean he wouldn't thrive in your era? But yeah, it's you know, like I said, I do not think that is something that I don't like how people are saying that is women being catty and women and bickering. No, that's athletes being athletes. Athletes yeah. being delusional, being competitive, being assholes.
Right, that's what right, makes exactly. them great. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. So, yeah.
We saw Ricky Davis talk shit about Bron coming in. Like, he's coming
in. He's going to give us a lift off the bench.
Ricky Davis, nigga. You know what I mean? What do you think the gods are going to say to a god coming in when Ricky Davis got hate? You know what I'm saying? For the future GOAT. Come on, man.
I think an interesting perspective on that is I think I've mentioned on a previous pod, but I just read Billie Jean King's autobiography, and you want to talk about a unique figure in American sports history, because off the court, she created and grew the WTA, right? She created and grew the first professional women's sports organization in America, helped put pressure on for Title IX, all these sort of like, yes, we're moving the game forward. But she was also a dog. And that's what she was like, off the court, I'm trying to build this thing with these people. On the court, I'm trying to bust her ass. Like, I'm not trying to build shit with you. I'm trying to beat your ass. Like,
and you think Caitlin expects them to roll out the red carpet for her in the fucking WNBA? Especially as competitive as it is, where like, yeah. you know, top 10 draft picks can get weighed from a squad. You know what I'm saying? You got to earn your fucking place on that team every day. She could try to come in there and eat. And they know that. Fuck. Nigga, and she a dog herself. She right. planning on her going crazy on it too. So like, fuck all the dumb shit. We know what time it is. She's an athlete. She knows what time it is. So it's us being weird yeah. or the masses being weird. It's, you know yeah. what I'm saying? The women within the game understand what time it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you could say there's a bit of jealousy and delusion there, thinking that Caitlin won't thrive, because I think she's going to be a star.
Who says she won't thrive though? Who says she won't thrive though? That's different than saying
I mean, but I also think there's some, I mean, Diana Taurasi was like, she's in for a rude awakening, and there is truth there, right? Like, she's going to take some lumps her first year of her first
the WNBA has made a Jimmer Fredette out of a lot of great college women's basketball players. That is a tough fucking jump for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going up against the fucking aces. That's going to be different than fucking playing the Minnesota Golden Gophers, right? It's going to be some growing pains. It's going to be some lumps yeah. that she's going to take, right? So there is some truth in if you want to call it hate, you know, delusion, whatever. It's a lot of fucking truth there too, though.
Yeah.
But I think Caitlin's going to ball out. You don't think she understands that? I feel, you know what I'm saying? You don't think she understands she's going to take some L's? Like, you know what I mean? We all
got. No, I know Caitlin knows that. I know Caitlin knows.
Okay.
It feels like the
Taurasi that saying we're getting, that feels a little different than Caitlin's speaking to it. Okay,
it feels like Taurasi is kind of leaning on, we might break this girl, you know, we'll see. And I don't see that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
That was kind of the connotation I got from Taurasi.
Yeah.
And even with the pressure she had this year and still balling out the way she did, you know what I mean? Just from people, I know there was a lot of people that were showing love, but she's a woman in sports, nigga. She was getting a lot of hate too. Fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying? So the way she handled that shit, come on, bro. That's a lot of stress on a young lady. And she handled that shit. You feel me? I don't know if we've seen a woman that had more pressure in the college game before, you know, by the masses. So, yeah, man, I think she's going to be Gucci. We will find out, though, on the next episode of, you know what I'm saying?
Come back later on Jenkins and Jones.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
We've all had a difficult time buying tickets. Lakers games are expensive, but I try and find games to take my son Vinny to. It's hard to find good deals, especially at the last minute.
You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you.
The Lakers have a ton of home games the remainder of the year. I like that in the Game Time app, they have last minute tickets. You can see views from every seat.
Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. Their all-in pricing shows your total up front, so you know you're getting a great deal before you buy. They also have the Game Time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price.
Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code JNJ for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code JANDJ for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Shall we get into our apocalypse watch?
How are we going? What's on the apocalypse watch?
My brother really shook about this. Let's move smooth. He was like, bro, get you some food. Stock up on water, bro. He hit me up, text me, dead serious about it.
So. Let's start with the East Coast earthquake. Tyler, did you feel the New York earthquake all the way down? And they said it could. They said earthquakes on the East Coast can be felt like 8 times as far as earthquakes on the West Coast, which surprised the hell out of me. But
shit, I mean, because California is fucking Florida to because California is like Florida to Virginia, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The whole West Coast is one fucking state. But
it's also mountain ranges. We've got like a couple of thick walls. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, the elevation's higher and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Other less interesting things. But there was an earthquake in New York. And, you know, New York's prepared to handle a lot of shit, you know, but not earthquakes, as it turned out.
That densely packed ass city, the last thing they need is a fucking earthquake there, bro.
Did you see the lady who was doing a get ready with me? Oh my! What did she say?
Tell Tyler.
She's like, was that an earthquake or was that just me? You talking about her,
bro? Shouts to her, dog.
Yeah, she sees her moment. She sees her moment.
Right, she leaned right in. I loved it.
The internet is saying she threw on a fit like when Scooby Doo goes undercover, but she got her shit off with that one line.
Yeah, the fit was weak. The joke was great though. The energy was perfect. The fit, three weak though. That shit was.
She did look like Velma trying to investigate the hotel owner, bro. She did.
She stepped away and I was like, ooh. But then the joke hit me and I almost forgot. You know what I mean? I was like, that ain't quite the fit. But yeah.
All right, so we're not too worried about the earthquake. Apocalypse Watch number 3. This episode is coming out on Monday. There is going to be a lunar eclipse in the United States of America. And I know John's brother is not the only person who's very concerned about it. I have friends too. It's like, just checking up on you, making sure the lines of communication are open. I don't know, bro. We have to right?
Are y'all getting the eclipse on the West Coast? I thought it was just some East Coast shit.
Not really. Okay. I think a lot of people don't know what an eclipse is, Tyler. That's what I think.
dog. Me and wifey, we making a moment out of this. Wifey done got the goddamn eclipse glasses and shit. Like we stepping out. We taking a break right during when that shit happens. You know what I'm saying? We gonna goddamn hold hands and kiss during the eclipse and shit. We gonna have a moment with this motherfucker. That's just gonna be so wild. It's gonna be like 2:30 in the afternoon and it's gonna be pitch black dark, bro. That shit's gonna be crazy.
It's the type of shit that's why you can understand how several hundred years ago people believed the things that they did. But it's also the type of thing that makes me wish that we still did not believe so many of those things, because we now know why this is happening and we can predict it to the minute.
Oh, yeah. I almost wish we didn't know why. How crazy would that fucking be, dog? You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. Could you imagine back then? You think the earth is flat at this point. You know what I mean? Have no idea. The universe revolves around earth, around you as a human being. All of a sudden, at 2 p.m., it's just pitch black. What the fuck is happening? You know what I mean? Chaos would ensue.
Someone turned the light off.
On the planet. Thinking, what the fuck? Like, dog. I would like to have witnessed it for like at least 30 seconds and I can zap back to this time period. I would love to see how crazy it got back then.
They would only imagine, you, bro.
I mean, what do you mean?
He did it. The one who just zapped into existence. It's that motherfucker. Make him turn the lights back on.
Jeez, hell no, man.
Y'all read or heard of the a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, the Mark Twain story?
Mm-mm.
That's like a kid goes back in time. Someone goes back. I might be confusing the actual book with a Disney version of it, but kid goes back in time, and the way he gains power in like medieval England is by doing calculations and realizing that an eclipse was about to happen, and then like pretending that he was commanding it to happen. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think about that shit all the time. Like, you could take this phone that everyone in the world has and go back to really any time prior to like 1980 and rule the world. You know what I mean? Like, they just have, like, Genghis Khan would have no idea what the fuck you were doing. Like, watch this flashlight. Bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, what?
He would literally gasp. You know what I mean?
Bro, do you know how many entire civilizations would kneel before that Las Vegas sphere that we have? Like, you know, that fucking big ass ball with a fucking.
I almost did when I saw that motherfucker. That
every
the
one of
that
them, Tyler.
Was crazy. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Every one of shit, them off every continent of forever.
Too. Right. I'm telling you, I almost kneeled at that motherfucker when I saw it. I saw like the people posted pictures. I'm like, this shit weak. And I pulled up to him like, oh, this motherfucker is beautiful. And then I saw like how the experience on the inside.
Yeah.
We did our thing with that.
And that was James Dolan, one of humanity's dumbest products that built that, bro. You know what I mean? Like, this is not even, we're not even talking about physicists and shit. Like, this is James Dolan built that shit.
Was that his idea? Or like, did he just fund it? You know, so somebody pitched it to him and he's like, oh, that sounds.
I believe like it was his idea. I mean, he didn't do the technology on it, but I believe sphere with that outside and inside working the way they did, I believe that they have been doing that at his like instruction.
I think he be getting high, bro. For sure.
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
he's in a band.
Sure.
If you're a fucking 65-year-old white man in a band, ain't no way you don't do
something. Oh, hell yeah.
Bro.
You know, it ain't just weed, too. That's a shroom. Yeah, like, he was on a shroom trip.
Yeah, that's a shroom.
And came up
LSD
with that idea.
Grateful Dead motherfucker, for sure.
No, there's no weed at all. It's 65-year-old white men in bands only refer to it as grass or pot. That's what it is. It's a lot of grass and a lot of pot. all right. Our third part of our apocalypse watch here. And let me go to Hanif's timeline. But have y'all heard about these zombie cicadas?
Horny zombie cicadas.
Photo.
I feel like you can't leave that detail out. Like they're super horny. Like that's how they're being described, is that they are going to be aggressively looking to mate, bro. They are here to fuck and fuck shit up. Like, that's what they're
hypersexual
here for.
Hypersexual zombie cicadas that are infected with sexually transmitted fungus expected to emerge this year.
Are they wiping out? Like, what the sexually transmitted fungus, what does it do to regular cicadas that don't have this?
It like kills them and then runs their body.
Can you
it's
send
like,
me some information on
The
this?
Last of Us type shit.
Yes. And I mean, because it's been known for a long time that there's funguses that do that. There's funguses that will get into an ant's brain and then make the ant do
yeah.
whatever. You know what I mean? Carry it back to the colony and detonate and shit like that. So the problem with cicadas is I think they said it's going to be like 2 trillion cicadas in America this year, bro.
It's going to be crazy because apparently, like, cicadas have a natural life cycle of a certain amount of time. And there's two different main types of cicadas, like sub breeds of cicadas that the timelines are crossing at the same exact point. So it's like double, and then it just kind of snowballed from there, the amount of normal cicadas you would have in a season.
It's going to be loud as fuck if you live in nature, bro.
Yeah, I got that.
I used to love this song. I used to open the door to hear the cicada, open the window to hear the cicada so I can go to sleep. I love that sound. I don't know why. I loved it.
The first time I was somewhere like it was cicadas, natural bro, alarm. It took me 2 days to unclench my butt. It was just the whole really? Time I was like, I'm in a horror movie right now, bro. This shit does not sound right.
Have you seen one in real life?
Yeah.
I've seen so many up there, like shells and shit, but I've only seen like 2 or 3 in my whole fucking life.
Yeah, yeah. I've only seen the shells, but I've seen a lot. In St. Louis, I saw a lot of them. In the South, I saw less. I saw mostly the shell. But yeah,
Jackson, we're going to do a different segment before we get to Dookie Butt of the Week, but I know you have to go. Do you want to do your Dookie Butt of the Week?
Sure. My Dookie Butt of the Week was Tari Eason and the Greater Houston Rockets franchise for doing that insane Warriors come out to play video when they just today, as we're recording on Sunday, just moments ago, got officially eliminated from postseason contention. And second of all, Tari Eason has not played in a game since January. So what the hell is Tari Eason talking about?
Oh, did you see Steph trolling back with the water bottles?
Yeah. That was
hilarious. You don't want to get in a trolling war with Steph, bro. That motherfucker is King Petty, man.
Top tier with it.
Yeah, you one of them goats, bro.
That's a good Dookie Butt of the Week. Well, we may as well just do because Tyler did his too. John, unload your Dookie Butt of the Week on us, John.
Unload. Wow.
Unload.
It's my entire family. We're potty training our daughter. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of doo doo here, a little bit of pee over here. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ. What's funny, I just tweeted, like, I don't know why people are saying terrible twos. Like, you know, like, the twos have been fun, and they are fun. But this part is particularly terrible. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Pray for us, please. Please.
Did you tarp the house up like a hurricane was coming?
Nah, we ate. She actually has been pretty decent about, like, not, like, she. I think she pees a little bit because she's trying to hold it. So she hasn't, like, just let it go and, like, peed all over the couch yet. So we haven't had to do that. But she'll give us little signs. Like, she'll, like, be... Her knees will be locked up, and we're like, all right, it's time to go. Or she'll do a thing where she'll walk away, and you walk over to her, and she'll be like, don't look at me, look away. have you ever seen a kid do that before? We're like, dude, kids, like, when they start getting more self-conscious, knowing, like, you know, hey, I don't want to take a shit in front of somebody. Like, even when I put her on the potty, I'll look up at her. And, bro, like, she's pushing so hard. You can see, like, her starting to blush a little bit. Like, you see the red undertones coming out of her skin. And she'll look like, her eyes will be bulging. Don't look at me. And sometimes I'll just peek just so she'll say that. Because that shit's so crazy. But yes, they have this stage when they get more conscious about them, you know, what they're doing. And yeah, she'll just do that. But that's the only funny part about it. Other than that, it's fucking crazy. But it's just like a week. It won't take long. She'll be fine, man.
All right. We were just talking about people being superstitious and shit. My Dookie Butt of the Week is me for not believing in miracles. Because listen to this story. I got on CNN when I was going to make fun of their women's basketball headline. When a truck carrying over 100,000 salmon crashed and overturned in Oregon, it might have spelled disaster for the fish aboard, which were intended to replenish local populations in the Imnaha River. But in a miraculous twist of fortune, over 70,000 of the fish landed in a nearby creek and are expected to survive.
Oh my dog.
This dude was driving 100,000 fish, and the truck turned over and happened to dump 70,000 of the fish into a creek.
Is he okay? Does anybody
minor
care
injuries
about
the for the truck driver.
Okay, good.
But if you don't believe in the power of prayer, and if you don't believe that 100,000 salmon pray,
70, only 30,000 died. Life, bro. Only 30,000 of them didn't make it. Jeez,
a lot of dead salmon. Incredible. Anyway, that's mine. Tyler, did you did yours already, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all want to talk about wrestling for a second before we go?
Hell, I mean, yeah, I'm interested in seeing what y'all got to say because Tyler sent those baddies in the group chat.
I know what to say. I just also, yeah, Tyler's informed us that we've been missing out on stuff I didn't know we were missing out on by not being wrestling fans.
I mean, WrestleMania is happening this week in Philadelphia. But, you know, like I said, I'm a casual wrestling fan, but I have been, you know, watching the clips and all that, and fucking Jade Cargill and Naomi and motherfucking Bianca Belair really had like a real, real moment there. And you know, like, bro, like I said, I think that those are just beautiful women, but they had a very, very, very special moment in WrestleMania where you can tell that they're getting a push from the WWE, where you can tell that the WWE realizes they have something special there, where you can tell that the WWE is leaning into the whole sisterhood aspect of them being black women in that field. And I love that the push that they're getting there, you know, besides them being, you know, beautiful women that just, you know, that's like the icing on the cake to see that they've got a corporation that's behind them and is pushing them and is embracing all that.
For sure. But I, like I said in the group chat, I may have to start watching wrestling for the articles, bro. It's like,
hey,
I'm not going to watch, also, but make sure to send me, inform me in the group chat of the happenings ever so often. That would be appreciated.
Yeah. And the girls can wrestle too. I don't want to just reduce them to just being beautiful, right? The girls can wrestle. Like Bianca Belair, like I love her fucking ponytail slap when she hits motherfuckers. Jade Cargill's finisher is so fucking crazy. Like I sent y'all the clip of that shit. Like the girls can go too, man. So yeah, like I said, I'm just really excited to see, you know, how things play out for them. And like I said, it's beautiful that the WWE is behind them and embracing them, because the WWE has a very, very storied history of not backing their black talent, right? And for them to back black women like the way they're doing is a pretty big deal.
For sure.
Can you even make it to the WWE without being like a dog? Like, I don't even know if you make it to that space. I mean, it's so competitive. So many people want to have that spot. So you can't be trash and not, you know what I mean, and be a wrestler. I couldn't imagine, right?
Yeah.
I see a bunch of docs where like people are trying to get in, and I'm like, these guys are good. They're just not good enough. It's extremely competitive.
They've got like basically kind of a whole like G League type thing with WWE Next, which is kind of like the farm league where wrestlers go and kind of, you know, build themselves up to get to the big league. And the Next is kind of taking on like an identity of its own where it's like, yeah, this is supposed to be the springboard, but you know, there's wrestlers
people are
there
locking
who establish
in
themselves as exactly. You got wrestlers there locking in and kind of making that their brand too. So, like I said, I'm a casual wrestling fan, but I love the way that the WWE is going. The future's bright for sure.
All right, that's all the time we got. We're going to have a special bonus episode this week. The Volume is promoting right now. Klay Thompson was on Draymond Green's show. We happen to know the producer of the Draymond Green show, so we got a little bit of an early look. Yeah. So if you want a YouTube exclusive, youtube.com/@JenkinsandJones, on Monday after that pod goes up, you can find our reaction to it on the YouTube channel, and then that'll come out a day or two after that in the podcast feed. But check it out on YouTube. Subscribe, youtube.com/@JenkinsandJones if you haven't already. And then we'll have our next regular episode. We'll be out on Thursday as scheduled. And then that's our last episode before the playoffs start. And it's about to get real NBA playoff crazy in the Jenkins and Jones headquarters. So we're excited for that. We'll talk more about that next week. Hope everyone gets their week off to a good start. We'll see y'all soon. Bye. Bye.
The Volume.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.